We stand with all those families and all those children who are injured right now and who are suffering through this big trauma. And now it is time that we unite, and I call upon the international community, leaders in Pakistan, all political parties and everyone, that we should stand up together and fight against terrorism, and we should make sure that every child gets safe and quality education.
Taliban terrorists tried to assassinate Malala Yousafzai in 2012 for sharing those same views. This time, she was speaking about an attack at a school in Peshawar, Pakistan, near the country's northern border with Afghanistan. On Tuesday, Taliban gunmen went into the school and killed at least 145 people. 10 were workers, 3 were soldiers, the rest of the victims were students. More than 100 others were injured. Pakistani security arrived about 15 minutes after the attack started. Officers eventually killed the 7 Taliban gunmen. They were members of the Islamic militant group and political group that used to control Afghanistan. The U.S.-led war kicked the Taliban out of power in 2001, but the group continues to terrorize the Middle East. Pakistan's defense minister says they won't succeed in their evil designs. The next report we have takes us from the Middle East to the West African nation of Sierra Leone. The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone now has the world's highest number of Ebola cases. To try to slow the spread, the nation's government is canceling large public holiday celebrations. For Christmas, New Year's, and Boxing Day, an after-Christmas gift exchange, public events aren't allowed this year in Sierra Leone. About 10% of people there are Christians. They can still celebrate with family and friends at home. A government official says people aren't sad about this, that something needs to be done to stop Ebola.
Time for the shout-out. What is the currency of Russia? You know what to do. Is it the euro, the rand, the ruble, or the rupee? You've got 3 seconds. Go! The ruble, divisible by 100 kopecks, is Russia's currency. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
We've got a couple of economic stories for you now. They center on the potential downsides of the drop in international oil prices. For example, take Russia. It's the world's third largest producer of crude oil. So as oil prices sink, so can Russia's economy. As that happens, Russia's currency, the ruble, loses value. This is one part of inflation, another part being a rise in prices. It's becoming more expensive for Russians to buy goods, especially goods from other countries. Ford, Volkswagen, Adidas, Coca-Cola, they've all reported weaker sales in Russia. And because Russia's economy is closely tied with others in Europe, their major trading partners, it can drag them down.
Russia's economy, currency, and stock market are in tatters because of what's going on with oil prices. Russia recently raising interest rates to 17%, 17% from 10.5% to try and stop this massive slide in its currency, the ruble. It doesn't seem to be working just yet. Stock's still plunging, and it's not something that is going to be an easy fix for Vladimir Putin. That's because of what's going on with oil. Russia is a country that depends on the energy market for much of its lifeblood. As long as oil is plunging, it is very, very serious times for Russia right now. The lower value of the ruble could lead to rapid inflation in the country. That's never good news. And because Russia is so intertwined with Europe and other parts of the Western world, this is not an isolated event. This is bad news for the global economy. Many Western banks have lent money to Russia. If Russia's economy sinks further into the abyss, you could see some banks on the hook for some of those bad loans. So Russia, definitely a microcosm of what's plaguing the whole world right now. Oil prices plunging, sure, maybe great news for some U.S. consumers, but it is not good news for the global economy.